George, for every other Hampshire player, it looked a hard day at the office. I mean, for you, it didn't seem so bad.
It was slow going at the start. It was, yeah, it was ball nibbled round, and they certainly bowled pretty well. So it was just, it was a bit of a grind, really.
Mm. It looked tough at the top for the guys up the order, apart from yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the, it's a hard thing to balance up, I think, in C-mate. You know, I think you start most of your innings thinking 300's a good score, so you tend to be quite aggressive, and then you've got to sum up really quickly if the wicket has a bit more in it or if they happen to be bowling well. So I think it was a combination. I reckon we had some dismissals that were good balls and some shots that were probably not up to scratch as well.
But you look quite fluent through your innings. I know you had to work hard with the wickets falling around you.
Yeah, well, sometimes that's the inning sort of pans out for you, doesn't it? So by the time Kyle and I got there, it was really just about seeing how far we could take it. So it takes the focus off the individual stuff, and you really just, you score completely, and you're really just looking at the how many overs gone. So it's a nice sort of free way to bat.
You finished up with 271. It could have been a lot less at one stage. Did you feel 271 was half decent or not enough, even at that stage?
Half decent. I mean, we probably knew we were a bit under par by that stage and from where we had come from. So it was obviously by then a pretty good wicket. So it would have been nice to have been a few more wickets in the shed to be able to go a bit harder a bit earlier. But I think 270 on any wicket, you keep yourself in the hunt. But you probably need a few things to go your way, and you got to start well. To Surrey's credit, they batted beautifully.
I know probably it means nothing, but it was a record 8th wicket stand for Hampshire against any county anywhere in List A games. 152 with Kyle Abbott. You seem to be the perfect match, you two. You seem to really feed well off each other.
Yeah, we enjoyed it. We talked a lot out there about how much fun we were having, which was which is good, I guess, in the face of adversity. But I don't think we played a great game of one-day cricket yet, but we're breaking some records, and I think if you continue to do that, the tide turns at some stage.
Mm. Kim Sangakkara just kept the game well away from you guys, didn't he, really?
Yeah, the youngster, he still bats nicely, doesn't he? Yeah, he was pretty crisp from ball one.
You're still in there with a shout. I don't know if you know how much you're aware, but yeah. I mean, if you guys win and Surrey lose, there's a chance you'll still qualify.
Yeah, I'm not sure we deserve to, but that's the nature of the South group, isn't it? Everyone sorts seems to beat everyone, so... I mean, games like this, I think that, if we don't make it, the one we'd probably rue is the Glamorgan game. But if we play well, then you never know, I guess.
A little bit of extra pressure, isn't it, turning up knowing you have to win, but also relying on results somewhere else?
No, not really. I mean, I think it doesn't change your mindset. You're trying to win every game, aren't you? So that doesn't really change. And I think, Sussex are probably in the same boat. And obviously, I think Gloucester can still make it. And these guys can still make it, so normal scheduling, it always seems to finish this way. You're always looking around the country to see what's happening.
Just one question, I forgot. You won the toss and batted first. What was the thinking behind that?
I think it was just the thinking that it's going to be a good wicket, get runs on the board, and defend them. Hindsight, you say you could change, but I don't think necessarily you could. Maybe change a couple of shots, a few things go your way, and it's a different result.
You didn't play cricket for 6 weeks or so, did you? Getting married and coming over here, a couple of half centuries and 100 in this competition, you seem to have just picked up, I guess, without a gap. Does it feel still feels natural?
I guess 34 years old, it's you've got a few hours in the bank there of getting it done, don't you? So hopefully it doesn't. It's like riding a bike, mate. You just get into the swing of things and away you go.
You're here for 2 years. Is there a sort of thought that maybe, beyond that, you might stick around if you can with Hampshire, or is that too far ahead?
It's a long, long way away.
Sure.
Yeah.